You tuned to New Sound Radio. Could be heard. 92 FM. This is the Community Hour. And I'm Pete Day. Now, there have been reports of a dangerous lady being seen in East End over the last week or so. I saw myself down at the Theatre Royal in Stratford just the other day, where there's a performance of A Dangerous Lady, adapted from Martina Cole's best-selling novel of the same name. Well, earlier on, I went down to the theatre and I met up with Alison Ava Brown, who appears in the production, and I asked her, well, what's the play all about?
Dangerous Lady is about a dangerous lady. Her name's Maura Ryan, and it's just about her journey through life from when she's in her teens, from 17, all the way to she's a big woman in her late 30s, running a big operation in the underworld.
And of course, this is fiction by Martina Cole as well. Are you familiar with Martina Cole?
Yes. Martina, she's very dear to our family, because when my uncle Junior died, she dedicated the book Broken to him. So everyone in our family has a copy of Broken. It really means a lot to our family that she did that. So it was really nice when this project came up. Yeah, it's kind of a strange turn of events that I'm here, but it's nice. I'm loving it.
And what's it like working at the Theatre Royal in Stratford?
I love it. They feed you when in technical rehearsals, which you never get at any theatre. Like, it's really, we've had a full spread when we've been doing long days. They've brought in rice and peas, sausage and mash and stuff like that. We're not used to this treatment.
So you just work wherever the food goes. Is that how it works?
That's kind of what I've tried to do, but it hasn't always worked out. So it's just love it. But it is a really nice place to work because there's a real community feel. Just all the way they kind of look at, you know, mentoring young people wanting to get into the arts. It's an amazing program.
People quite often say about the Theatre Royal Stratford, in terms of audiences as well, how have you found audiences here?
The audiences have been amazing. I don't know if it's because we've been very lucky, because Martina has an amazingly loyal following. So we've had a mix of that and the Stratford crowd. But they're so responsive. And one woman, I can't say what she said on the radio, but she yelled out something obscene the other night. But it was just because she was so in the story and she identified with it. And it wasn't anything, she wasn't being disruptive. She was just like, yeah, I agree with it. And she was really, her heart just went and her mouth went with it. And yeah, it was a great moment. Obviously, the whole audience laughed. And but stuff like that you don't get at, you know, if you work at the National or the RSC, you're never going to get that.
One special thing about Dangerous Lady as well is that it's a villain, but also a female villain as well. That's very unusual.
Yeah, I think that's something that a lot of people were drawn to. I know that Claire Louise Cordwell, who plays the Dangerous Lady, really wanted to do it. A part like that for a woman doesn't come along every day. But it's not just because she is the Dangerous Lady, it's why she becomes and her journey of how she gets there. Like, I read the book and I cried and it was funny, and you know, her anger and her hurt, that kind of the way she deals with it, and that's what gets her up there. It's a really strong, really powerful story.
Dangerous Lady, but it's also a dangerous thing as well to take a book and then try to transfer it to the stage as well. And the thing about Martina Cole is that the way it works is that lots and lots of short scenes, and that's her style of writing. And how does that work in theatrical terms?
That was the biggest challenge in rehearsal, because I think there's 46 or 47 scenes, but they're all really short, and it's getting a lot of information across in a short space of time. And especially a lot of us are playing a number of different characters.
How many do you play?
I play three. But every time I come on stage, I'm someone else. So I never play the same character in two scenes in a row. And that, it was a huge challenge.
And of course, as well, also, there's to do with time as well, because it spans, what is it, four decades as well?
Yeah, from the 50s all the way to the mid-80s.
So, and how's that done?
That was the most fun part. We had an amazing woman called Kate who came in to do movement with us, and she'd kind of just get us to do movement exercises, and then she'd explain how people carried themselves in the 60s and how that differed to the 70s. We had kind of separate ones. So we had a 60s session, then a 70s session, then like an 80s session. The mentality of the era that kind of dictates all of that as well. It was the most interesting thing, and that is something that I will carry with me through my entire working life. My favorite day of rehearsals was we had to go to a vintage workshop. They're all original pieces, and we just got to play dress up for hours. It is fantastic. They've got it spot on, the design.
I mean, shockingly, it looked a bit like my wardrobe at home.
Which era? The 80s?
It's got a whole lot. And the brick phones as well, of course.
The brick phones. I'm so upset I don't get to have a brick phone, but I do still have one at home from, you know, at the first mobile phone that our family ever had, and we had one that we shared. So, yeah, you'll see that. That gets a laugh every night.
Now, there's all sorts of things in the play as well. I mean, there's comedy, there's tragedy, there's violence as well. I mean, what do you think, what would you like people to take away with them when they leave the theatre?
I want them to just feel like they've watched a life being lived right before their very eyes. I want them to feel like they've gone on the whole journey. But luckily at the end, you know, things aren't left too badly without giving too much away. What I've got so far from previews and meeting, because the lovely thing about being here is you get to meet the audience in the bar, people leave feeling like, oh, that, like they've had a really great night, and that's important to us as well.
If there's one reason that people should come and see Dangerous Lady at a theatre role in Stratford, what'd that be?
You've got to see a kick-ass woman. If you've read the book, if you've not read the book, people that have read the book say that she is exactly what the book is in real life. Come and see her, come and see the show, come on the journey. It's just an amazing journey. It's a fantastic night out, and you get, you know, jerk chicken, macaroni cheese before the show. So get an hour early, have a bite to eat, and see some good, really good acting as well. I love just watching the other actors, and to see that is really quite special.
Alison Ava Brown, thanks for joining us here on New Sound Radio 92 FM.
Thank you very much. Have a great night.
And Dangerous Lady runs until the 17th of November on Tuesdays to Saturdays. Runs Tuesdays to Saturdays at 7:30. And also they have a matinee on Saturdays as well at 2:30. Ticket range from just £5 up to £20. You can get them online at www.stratfordeast. That's all one word, stratfordeast.com. Or else you can call the box office on 020-8534-0310. That's 020-8534-0310. Or of course, yes, I always say this, don't I? My favourite way of doing it, which is, of course, go and see that lovely woman who works in the box office. Go down there and they'll sort out a ticket for you as well. I would really recommend it. It's a great piece of theatre. And it is. It's like, you know, it's good, solid theatre. It's well acted as well. Some of the acting there is absolutely fantastic. I like the set as well. Theatre Royal, good night out. That's probably the best way that I would describe it, yeah?